Hello, and welcome to BJGP Interviews. I'm Nada Khan, and I'm one of the associate editors of the BJGP. Thanks for taking the time today to listen to this podcast. In today's episode, we talk to Dr. Sahar Pallava Niali, a doctor and PhD candidate based at the Department of Global Public Health and Primary Care at the University of Bergen in Norway. We're going to discuss the study she's published here in the BJGP, looking at continuity and breaches in GP care and their associations with mortality for patients with chronic disease. So thanks, Sahar, for joining us here to talk about this paper. Continuity is one of the regular topics of discussion here in the BJGP, and we've discussed with other authors here on the podcast the benefits of continuity, and we know these include lower healthcare use, fewer hospital admissions, and lower mortality. But tell us about what's happening in Norway. Do patients generally have good continuity of care?
Yeah, in Norway, in 2001, the government introduced the personal list system, which assigns one GP or regular GP to each patient. And it has been over 20 years now, and it has a very good coverage. Around 99% of the patients have a regular GP. And we believe this has both increased and maintained continuity of care in Norway. So continuity of care in Norway is quite high when compared to other countries. For example, UK, which has quite similar system. Then in Norway, UPC is around 0.7 to 0.8.
So that means that 0.7 to 0.8 of patients, so 70 to 80% of their contacts will be with their regular name GP. Is that the right interpretation?
Yes. Practices in Norway are quite small. There are usually three to six doctors. So if the patient doesn't get to go to their own GPs and the GP is not available, then they usually get to go to another GP in the same office. They have very good continuity compared to other countries. Although continuity of care in Norway has been declining because of the increased workload for GPs. And also it's quite difficult to recruit younger doctors, and they have been using short-term locum doctors. So there are some structural changes that has led to decreased continuity of care. And also, of course, prioritizing access over continuity.
So I'm seeing already lots of parallels to what's happening here in the UK. So what did you aim to do in this study? You focused here on continuity in four specific chronic conditions.
Yes, we know continuity has a lot of advantages or benefits for patients, especially patients with chronic diseases and older patients. But at the same time, there is limited evidence on whether patients with chronic diseases benefit from continuity related to their chronic diseases or the overall continuity. And at the same time, we don't know much about what happens when there are breaches in continuity, like when the patient changes their GP. So we wanted to study the association between continuity of care and mortality for patients with these four chronic diseases. We chose these four chronic diseases: asthma, COPD, diabetes, and heart failure, because these conditions are usually followed up by GPs. First, we examined the association between continuity of care and mortality with a named GP for these four conditions, both related to their chronic conditions and the overall continuity. And then we looked at how breaches in continuity when a patient changes their GP would affect the association between mortality and also other causes of discontinuity of care. For example, using other GPs or out-of-hour services would affect the association between continuity and mortality.
And this was a big observational database study. So you're very lucky in Norway. You've got lots of good primary care data linked to secondary care and out-of-hour services as well. And did you use this UPC to measure continuity of care then amongst this population?
Yes, we have used UPC. Like as you mentioned, we are very lucky in Norway that we have very big registries over several years. So we could use data from 2012 to 2016. UPC has a scale from 0 to 1. It's a very well-known index. So we measured both chronic disease-related UPC and all consultation UPC for patients with these four chronic diseases. We had five populations. Four of them were the four chronic conditions that I mentioned. And each for each condition, we measured both disease-related UPC and overall UPC with the same RGP. We also included patients who had changed their RGP. So in order to be able to see the effect of changing RGP on mortality and continuity.
And moving on to the results, did the different groups that you've described generally have good continuity of care with their GPs?
Yes, continuity of care is generally high in Norway. So we measured quite high continuity in the groups with four diagnoses, both when it came down to disease-related continuity and the overall continuity. But the UPC for those who had changed their RGP was 0.65. This is still quite high when we compare it to other countries, but it was much lower than for those with the same RGP, of course.
And sorry, just to clarify, when you're saying the same RGP, is that you mean the registered GP?
Yes, like in Norway, we have this registered GP or personal list system. And when I say name RGP, I mean the GP that that the patient is assigned to.
As you say, the actual levels of continuity are quite high. I know that a lot of practices here in the UK, if they're achieving more than 50% of consultations with their same name GP, that's considered quite good. So generally quite high continuity. And then you looked at associations with mortality, as you've described, within each condition group. And what did you find here? How did worse continuity or lower continuity impact mortality in these different groups?
Yeah, when we looked at the association between continuity and mortality, we saw variations among these diseases. For patients with diabetes, COPD, and heart failure, both lower disease-related and overall continuity of care were associated with higher mortality, although there was not always a clear trend. This indicates that these patients profit from high continuity, both from disease-related continuity and overall continuity. But an unexpected finding was that the highest mortality was not in the group with the lowest continuity of care. So we believe that these patients have a locum doctor or see another GP as their long-term RGP.
So they are getting some continuity of care, but it's just not captured in the databases.
Yes. And also we found on the variation of the diseases, we found a no association for patients with asthma compared to the three other diagnoses. We assume this is because this population was very young. They have a mean age of 48 and mortality is generally low in this population, around 2%. In case of mortality and breaches in continuity, we also found that there were varying effect of these different breaches on mortality. There were varying effect of breaches on mortality.
You point out in the discussion that chronic diseases are increasing in general in the population in prevalence. Do you think that we should be prioritizing continuity just in patients with chronic diseases, or do you think that this provides perhaps a hint that we should be providing better continuity across all populations, not just those with chronic diseases?
When it comes down to prioritizing, maybe we should start with prioritizing patients with chronic disease and older patients, since studies have shown that they have a lot of benefits from continuity of care. But of course, it is very important to keep in mind that providing continuity of care does not evolve only on chronic care consultations. In order for GP to build a relationship with their patients, now I'm talking about personal continuity, it takes time. So we need to provide continuity on overall care as well. But as I said, in Norway, we have this personal list system. And when the personal list system works properly, then it already provides somewhat continuity for all the patients. And this can be both personal continuity and also informational and management continuity.
Any other key findings you want to highlight from your results here?
I guess another unexpected finding was probably that we did not find a significant difference for the association between continuity of care and mortality, comparing those with the same RGP and those who had changed their RGP during these 4 years. We believe that these patients are a heterogeneous group. In Norway, patients have the chance to change their GP twice a year, and probably many of them become listed with another GP in the same practice. Here again, both informational and management continuity provide some protecting effect against the negative outcomes that the breaches in continuity would have, in personal continuity would have for patients, I would say.
Absolutely. I suppose if the record keeping was very good or the two GPs had a good working relationship, then there would be opportunities to share information about those patients.
Yes, I agree.
So I wonder if you had any key take-home messages for those working in primary care or people who were organising primary care services. What do you think you would want to tell them about what they should be doing given the results of this study and your findings that better continuity is associated with lower mortality in some of these groups of people with chronic disease?
I would say the main message is that continuity of care is still very important. And in all its forms, personal, informational, and management continuity. And we need to prioritize continuity for those continuity matters most. And we won't be able to achieve high continuity if we only prioritize providing continuity of care for chronic care. So for patients with chronic diseases, we need to provide overall care continuity in addition to chronic care continuity. And also on the system level, providing and implementing a personal list system which works would already increase the continuity. When the lists are shorter, the doctors actually have time to see their patients. But when the doctors have very long lists, for example, in big practices or very long lists in other countries, so it's quite difficult to provide high continuity.
Really important findings, I think, that I feel that many of these could be extrapolated to here in the UK and other countries with similar systems. So thank you for talking us through that. I think that's a really great place to wrap things up. But just wanted to say thank you very much for speaking to me today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking time.
And thank you all very much for your time here and for listening to this BJGP podcast. Sahar's original research article can be found on bjgp.org and the show notes and podcast audio can be found at bjgplife.com. It's been really interesting hearing more research supporting continuity of care and thinking about how to take results and findings from Norway back here to the UK, where I know that continuity is going to be hopefully a priority in the next GP contract. Thanks again for listening and bye.